First of all, I just wanted to welcome back all the returnees and welcome anew people that are joining us. All right, so the new topic that we're going to be discussing is really the second half, the second component of the Gemara's psak regarding the case of Bittu D'Maya. The Gemara discusses the case where Reuven, let's say, unleashes water upon Shimon. Right, he ties down Shimon in a spot and then somehow unleashes water. And there's someone explaining that what that means is that he removed some impediment that was holding up the progress of the water, and now the water comes gushing forth, and Shimon dies. So the Gemara says that if he dies as a result of, or is within the water, which is koach rishon, so then you're chayav misa, that's ritzicha, that's a maisori gebedayim. So that we discussed. We discussed the fact that if it's koach rishon, then you're going to be chayav. And now our new topic is the second part, which the Gemara says is if it's koach sheni, then you're going to be punter because it's grama da'ama. Amar papa haiman dekate lechare v'ashkel bitke demaya. So you set forth upon him this stream of water, this gush of water. Geri didehu umechayev. So it's considered to be as if your chayetz, the water is considered to be as if you projected it, propelled it forward, and you're chayev. Therefore, just like kocho is gufo, so too here is kocho. So hani mile, but this is true b'koch rishon. B'koch sheni, grama ba'amahu. But if it's koch sheni, then you're going to be punter. So what we are going to focus on is primarily two questions, two issues. Actually, first, let me just point out, and we had seen as last time as well, that the Gemara in Chulin, Andaf Tezayin, had said that this din is true, has application as well in another context where there's a requirement for Koch Gavra, namely, or for Maisa Adam, namely Shita, right? The Gemara in Lamed Aleph in Chulin says, derived from the Mishnah, says that you require in Shechita, if you have, let's say, the knife simply is flown up by the wind, or it's just somehow falls off on its own, and it magically does a good Shechita, so then, even so, it'll be good in the sense that there's none of the dvarim that are poslim Shechita. But even so, it's not a good shechita. Why not? Because you need the zavachta v'achalta that mashat hazaveach ata ochel. Specifically, it has to be the result of a maisa zvicha by a person. So it has to be a person's act of zvicha. So the sucking has to go upon the animal b'koch gav. So the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Tezayin says that there's a case of a wheel which is kasher l'shechita, and there's a case of a wheel which is puzzle shechita, because it's only grama ba'ama and it isn't koch gavra. What is that case? So the Gemara presented two lishnos. Right, the first one was that here we're talking about a water wheel, and here we're talking about a hand wheel, right? Where you like where you just sort of rotate the rungs on your own. So that's kasher l'shechita because you're directly moving the wheel, which is moving. Oh, the way this is working, I forgot to mention, this is a sucking that is kavua on the wheel, right? So you have a wheel somehow, the knife somehow attached to the wheel, so that if you rotate it, as you rotate it, the knife comes down. So the Gemara says that that there's a wheel which is kasher and wheel which is puzzle. So what are these two wheels? So the first Lishna says that it's the difference between a water wheel, which is puzzle, and a hand wheel, or a foot wheel, which is kasher. Sarna de Pachra is kasher because that's the maisa biyadayim, and sarna de maya is puzzle. Then the Gemara says lishna batzra, no. We can discuss even a case, it doesn't have to be that, it can be even a case of a water wheel. And they're just two different issues, two different cases. One is koach rishon, and one is koach sheni. It's koach sheni, so if it's koach rishon, then, and what this means is just as a water wheel, it means that you release the water, it's not, you don't physically touch the wheel, you release water, which the water then creates momentum, which rotates the wheel. Okay? So the Gemara says that if it's koach rishon, then you're going to be considered, it's going to be considered a good shechita, that's koach gavra, that's a maisa adam. If it's koach sheni, that's the case where the Tosefta says that it's puzzle, and then the Gemara says, after all, this is what we see in the Gemara Sanhedrin regarding Ritzicha. Koach rishon is koach gavra, koach sheni is grama ba'ama. So we see, therefore, that the Gemara here and Chulin says with respect to both Shechita and Ritzicha that when it comes to a case where you release water, so the water that comes out, Bekoch Rishon, is Maisa Adam's Koch Gavra, and the water Bekoch Sheni is not. Now, what is Koch Gavra? What is Koch Rishon versus Koch Sheni? So that we noted is, we see basically two prevalent interpretations among Rishonim regarding what exactly Kol Sheni means. The Ramah, the Rashba, the Rush, and others, they all assume that what Kol Sheni refers to is Kiluach Sheni, meaning Kol Rishon is the initial burst of water, the water that was that comes out immediately, and Kol Sheni is the water that is the Kiluach Sheni. It's the water that streams out afterwards. So in the case of the where we're removing the impediment, the water that's right up to the standing neck that's against the impediment, that water, when it comes out, that's Kol Rishon. And the water that comes out only afterwards is Kol Sheni. The other interpretation you find in Rishonim is what Rashi here says. And in fact, it's the Ramban in Avodah Zarah and Tesman Beis, and it's what the Rav Yah also assumed as well, which is that the water, that Kol Sheni is referring to the water which runs along the ground. Right? So in other words, once what Kol Rishon means is that you've opened up this, you've removed the impediment, the dam now is burst open. So if it falls directly upon him, or it only runs along the ground very slight distance, there are two different formulations among these Rishonim. So then that's Kol Rishon. But once the water starts running along the ground, at least at some distance, so if the water then hits him and he dies, so then you're going to be that's Kol Sheni. So those are the two interpretations of Kol Rishon and Kol Sheni we find. The Ramah has the third one, which is really an outlier. I think he's the only one who says it, and he himself does not really seem to go with it, which is that it refers to water that's been running along the ground, Kol Sheni. It's only Kol Sheni if it's stopped, if it's hit some impediment on the ground, and then is only dislodged by the water behind it. That's Kol Sheni. But he's, I think, the only one who actually understood it that way. And he also only suggests it as a possibility, but he actually goes with the Kiluach Sheni as his real understanding. So the two questions that, so that's just what we're discussing. So there are two questions that I want to focus on. First of all, what's the halacha of bitka demaya the Kol Sheni in other contexts in halacha, where we have a requirement, or that there's a halacha concerning a maisa adam or kol gadva? And here we're going to speak about primarily, and first at least, nitiyas yadayim, and then at the end we'll come back to also the din benezek, or yichayev benezek for such a thing, but kol sheni. And secondly, the second issue that we'll be focusing on, or that we'll get to, is this din true, in terms of the scope, is it din true of other methods of unloading water? Right? Here we're talking about where you remove the impediment. What about if I had a tank of water and I was and I simply tipped it over? Right? If I was matachavis al tzido, so then would that also have a din of tour of kol sheni or not? Similarly, what if I meniach bimbir kav? If I place a barrel of water and I hold on to it, or ben yadav, I hold on to it and I spill it over, so is there a din of kol sheni there? As well. So that's another issue that we'll look into. Alright, so the point of departure here is the question of bitka demaya b'kol sheni in the tilas yadayim. So we find the case of hasaras moneya. So first, just background regarding the tilas yadayim. Everybody agrees that Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, did anybody see the Mishnah in yadayim?
Yeah.
Yes? Did everybody see it? So the Mishnah Yadayim cites the presents two cases as a machlokes. This is according to almost all Rishonim except for the Ra initially. Two cases as a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Yossi about what's kashrut in Tilas Yadayim. This comment, let's say, for Suda. So the one case is the case of Kof, right? A monkey, an ape, pours water over a person's hands. So Tanakama thinks that's no problem, it's good to Tilas Yadayim, whereas Rabbi Yossi apostles. And the second is a case of Matech Chavis, this is according to all Rishonim really, except for the initial understanding of the Ra. The second case that they disagree about is Matech Chavis Al Tzida. The Ra had a different interpretation, maybe it was the Mishnah just says Rabbi Yossi posts on Shnei Elu. So the Ra thought maybe the Shnei Elu meant not Kof and Matech Chavis Al Tzida, but Kof and was beforehand, namely Chershot Vekatan. That Chershot Vekatan, the Mishnah had said Chershot Vekatan, if he is if he pours water upon somebody's hands, so that's perfectly good in the Tila. So then he quotes the next two cases. So the Ra thought maybe the two cases that Rabbi Yossi disagrees about are Kof and Chershot Vekatan, but he initially comes to the conclusion that isn't so, and everybody else agrees that the two cases Rabbi Yossi argues about are Kof and Matech Chavis Al Tzida, meaning I have a large barrel of water upon on a table, let's say, and I flip it over. So now it's just lying down flat on the table, and the water obviously spills out. Let's say off the side, water spills out off the side. Right. So in that case, is that a can you is that kosher for Lutias Daim? So Rabbi Yossi is posel and Matana Kamas Makshir. Everybody agrees that the reason for Rabbi Yossi here, the reason Rabbi Yossi posels apostles in these two cases, Kof and Hita Chavis Altsida, is because he requires Koch Gavra, phrase that the Gemara uses in Chulin Daf Kusayin Amud Aleph. It requires, in order to be kosher Lutias Daim, he requires Koch Gavra. And he thinks that, well, Kof obviously is not Koch Gavra, and as far as Hita Chavis Altsida, that's also not Koch Gavra, because in that case, the mind is simply yotze on its own, right? All you did was tip over the barrel, but the water that was within the barrel then leaves it on its own, and therefore it's not eligible to be used for the tiasadayim because it isn't called gavra. Then there's my focus on Rishonim, two deos in the Rash, and it's generally my focus. What is Tanakhama's opinion? Some Rishonim assume the Rashba understood the Rash's first understanding, and then the Rashba, the way he understood it, was that Tanakhama does not require Kof Gavra. That's why he's Makshir B'Shneilu. Because, you know, as he acknowledges, Kof is not a, obviously not going to be good for Kof Gavra, and neither is Matachal Esaltida, just like Rabbi Yossi, that's not Kof Gavra. The reason then that he thinks that you're, that it's Kashlim Tiasadayim is because he doesn't require Kof Gavra. So that's one interpretation. And among these Rishonim, who assume this, If this is true, then among these Rishonim, a good majority of them think that we therefore pass on like Rabbi Yossi, since the Gemara in Chulin says you need Kof Gavra. Now the Rashba neutralizes that Gemara in a different way, which is not a topic for now, and he actually passes like his understanding of Tanakhama, namely, this is the Rashba Tosa Bias, namely you don't require, and his Chidushim Chulin, you don't require Kof Gavra at all, the way the Rashba passes, you don't require Kof Gavra for Netiyos Adam. But the Rambam and others, and the way the Rosh's second interpretation of Tanakhama thought that no, that actually Tanakhama also requires Koch Gavra. But there are two machlokos here in the Mishnah. One is, when you say Koch Gavra, does it really need to be a person, or is it sufficient that it's a result of an act of Shvicha or Nesina? It doesn't have to be a person. So Rabbi Yossi thinks it's got to be a person, it's got to be Koch Adam, Koch Gavra, and Rabbi Yossi thinks Koch Gavra, La Dafka, that it has to be a person, even a Koch is sufficient. Among those who say this, if that's true, then there is a question about whether or not it's specifically Koch or other Balei Chaim as well. The Chazon Ish discusses it. But either way, the point is that even an ape can perform an act of Shvicha, so that's sufficient. And then there's this totally separate Machlokas, which is about Matachavis Altsida. What is it regarding Matachavis Altsida? So Tanakhama believes that that case is Koch Gavra, that the water that is spilled out of that barrel is considered to be Koch Gavra, and that's why he's Makshir, but he too requires Koch Gavra, and therefore, and in fact, he passed the Rosh Hashanah who say this, particularly the Rambam, Paskins like the Tanakhama. Sorry, Tanakhama regarding both Koch and Matachavis Altsida. The Ravid right there in the Yad says, well, how could that be? Didn't you see the Gemara Chulin, which says you need Koch Gavra? So he clearly understood that Tanakhama didn't require Koch Gavra, in which case the only reason that you'd be Makshir is if you didn't require Koch Gavra in these two cases. But the Rambam understood it like this, and this ends up being a psak, a machlokas essentially between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, he's basically Makshir. He notes today is about Koch, but he says near Lehatir, and as far as Matachavas Altsida, he just paskins that it works. Okay. So, whoever it is that says you require Koch Gavra, so what about for Netiyos Adayim, what about the din of Hasaras Moneya? Right? So that's the case if I tipped over the barrel. Well, let's say I simply have some sort of spigot. So, in fact, two cases are discussed in the context of Netiyos Adayim, two cases of Hasaras Moneya are discussed. One is the case of the Tosefta, the case of Moliar, which is the way that the Rav explains it, and I think all of Rishonim agree on this, what it means is you're poking a hole in some sort of clip, and the water comes out after that. Or the case which Rishonim more generally discuss, which is not Moliar, but rather just a case of Barza, a case of some sort of like a water cooler type thing, which has a spigot on the bottom, so that it's designed to allow to open and shut, so the water comes out once after doing that. So here the point of departure is the Tosefta. Tosefta states that the case of Hifgiu Hamaliar, where you poke a hole in some sort of kli, so that's another case where we have Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Tanakam. Rabbi Yossi thinks that that you cannot use the mayim, which is Yotzei, Lunithias Daim, whereas the Tanakama thinks you can. Tanakama thinks that that's kasher. So what are we discussing here? What is the case here? The Pashus, if you just look at the Tosefta, doesn't sound like it matters if it's Kiluach Rishon or Kiluach Shein. Either way, it won't matter. Meaning Rabbi Yossi, who is Mashir, even for Kiluach Rishon, Rabbi Yossi's Pasels even the Kiluach HaRishon, the first stream of water that comes out, and Tanakama, who is Machshir, is Machshir even the Kiluach Sheni, even the water that comes out only after the initial stream, the secondary stream of water. That's a Pashas. However, others didn't interpret it this way. Some interpret that the Machlokes was limited to Kiluach Rishon, right? That even the Tanakama, in other words, agrees that Kiluach Sheni, in this case of Barzot, will be Pasul. I think it's this is how the Magen Avraham understood it, and I think he's undoubtedly right. It's probably how the Machaber understood it. That this, or at least it's not undoubtedly, I don't say undoubtedly, the Rav didn't agree, but this is how the Magen Avraham probably understood, the Machaber probably understood this, that the Tosefta's discussion is specifically about Koach Rishon. Everybody agrees in Kun Kan Kama that Koach Kiluach Sheni is Pasul. The only question is whether or not Kiluach Rishon is kasher. However, others understood the Machlokes the opposite, that the Machlokes is limited to Kiluach Sheni, that even Rabbi Yossi agrees regarding Kiluach Rishon that it's kasher. The whole question is, after the initial stream of water, once you poke a hole and the water comes out, can you be Yotzei with the stream of water that comes out afterwards, the Kiluach Sheni in that case? Rabbi Yossi, Tanakama thinks you can, and Rabbi Yossi passes. This, I think, is clearly implied by the Ra'ah, this understanding of the Tosefta. This is at the end of the Bedek Bayis, where he comes to the conclusion, based on the Tosefta really, that Machlokes Rabbi Yossi is not arguing about Cheshire the Kadim, he's arguing about Hita Chavas Al Tzidid in the Mishnah. Then he says, but he explains, V'had Amrina, one second. He says, "Efshar gam kim bevikio." So he quotes the Septa. Then he says, "Efshar bevikio samaliar the Tanakama saver the kol the ika mikoach adam betchilaso be'af kisaki bechol oso kiluach ba'af agad azalei kocho v'chule v'chule." V'efshar the hainu nami matasachadim. So we'll get to this point afterwards. But either way, just in terms of what they're arguing about, that it's specifically the kiluach sheni that you get from the following. Then he says, "V'rabbi Yossi palik be'afkas moliar el b'koach rishon b'vad muter." So right there, you could already sort of figure it out from the first thing he said. But right there, he's pretty explicit that it's b'koach rishon b'vad, according to R' Yossi, that is muter, meaning the machlokes is there about kiluach shein. Okay? That's from the Ra. Likewise, you can also see that, I believe, in the Me'iri. The Me'iri, and this is in the Kudras Beis Yad Shar Shvi, it's printed with the Meiri and Brachos, where it's just the Kudras on Mitas Adayim. So, in the Shar Shvi, he discusses what the requirement, is there a requirement, do you need Koach Tavar, not? And in that context, he discusses this Tosefta. So he says, Hayanekev Bechavis Ubo Barza. Who Meisir Har Barza, right? This is the case of the spigot, right? You are Meisir, the impediment, so the water comes out. Vinotel, Im Natal Mikoch Rishon, Hareyu koach adam. Mikoch rishon ve'elach l'das aposkim kir Rabbi Yossi. Because if after koach rishon, then l'das aposkim kir Rabbi Yossi. If you hold like the Rush, for instance, like the Ravid, I didn't mention before, but the Ravid, well, I did because he argues from the Gemara Kulin, right? The Ravid you pass on the Rabbi Yossi, so then it's no good. Ain't no koach adam. So imkain calls manchal anatol kotzorcho pam rishon matzir zabarza masirak shayir zalito pamacheres. Okay. He says, okay. So clearly then he says, Mikom Nakum Nira Kadas Rishon. Vihujamra Bitusata Itkiwa Samaliar. Ratzalomar Shasabo Nekev. Also, Niri defines it this way. Asabo Nekev, Vinatabos Yadav, etc. So, in other words, the Tusefta's discussion about Afka Samaliar, that is specifically about the Koach Sheni. Right, so even the posting Ladas Rabbi Yossi agree that Pekilach Rishon you're Yotze. So the Tanakama, so regarding Pekilach Sheni, we have Machlokes. Rabbi Yossi, their apostles, and Tanakama is Machshi. And this is also, finally, is explicitly, whereas you get it by implication from them, the Gra is entirely explicit about this. The Gra in the Biur and Shulchan Aruch, we'll get to the context afterwards, but he says, not the grow that I they put it in different places here. He says anybody see this? Sure, do you see the graph?
Looking at it now.
What?
I'm looking at it now.
Okay. So he says... I guess I'll say that. So yeah, so he says explicitly that this...
So do you put it in the chorus?
Look up Kior. Can you just do a search for it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, look up Kior.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure. So he has a raya. He proves that it must be that they're talking about this. Go ahead. Start from right behind it, yeah.
Okay. I'll just start from the beginning.
Well, that already... Okay, fine.
Right.
I don't know. I can't find it at all.
Yeah.
What?
Sophia.
But I can't see it. Oh. Okay.
Actually, he came hot. I'll start at the top.
Oh, let's see. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. You have it?
Wait. So just two-handed type of left hand.
Oh, here we go. I got it. Yeah. Okay. So he says... Okay. you can write low near it. We'll discuss what he's trying to Magen Avraham, who he doesn't agree with. But he says... I'll just say outside when we'll analyze later. But basically, Mechaber has... He says on the one hand regarding Chavis and Kof, he thinks that that's Kusher... that's kosher. He passes on the Tanakama. On the other hand, he says that when it comes to a barza, you have to be chozer, and it's only the kilach rishon. Okay, so we'll get back to the mechaber afterwards. But the Magen Avraham explains that there's a difference between even though the mechaber isn't mechalik regarding chavis. Again, we'll come back to that between kilach rishon and cheni. But there's a difference between being mata the chavis and the case of barza where you're just being meser hamaneh. Initially, we'll get to. So, but in any event, the Gra disagrees with that in terms of his understanding of the perish that this is Tanakama. He doesn't think Tanakama agrees with that, and he quotes in that context the Tosefta. After all, the Tosefta, in other words, the Tanakama does not agree that the Barza, in the case of Barza, you would have to be Chozer v'Shopech Kol Pam v'Pam. You have to reopen it every time you the water comes out, so that you're always using the kilo pressure. Tanakama doesn't agree with that. How do I know? Tosefta. Okay, sure, go ahead. Right. So he says, okay, so maybe you'll tell me that's only arguing about the Shvicha Rishona, like I think the Magen Avraham would certainly tell you. Why not? And right, so that's what the Gra doesn't like. He says, if that's true... So what's his Raya? Kiur. So he's assuming that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim requires Kaf Gavra. That's something that the Rashba explicitly did not agree with. It's a little bit strange that he quotes the Rashba throughout this simon in Shulchan Aruch, so it's a little bit interesting that he just assumes it's a pasha. That's a good raya. He's assuming that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim required Kaf Gavra, and therefore the fact that it was through the Kiyor, right, that it was essentially the sort of thing that you're using, the Kohanim would be Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim V'Rachatzu Mimenu, this sort of contraption spigot. So therefore, it's clear that it must be that at least Koch Rishon of Barza is kosher. So that we noted last time. We'll go back to it. But that's his raya. So therefore, it must be that this is talking about a case of Koch Shein. Right. So that's what the Gemara. That's what the Seth is talking about. Koch Shein. Okay. Now, according to either the first interpretation or the third interpretation, right? According to, in other words, some of these interpretations, it emerges specifically all these are shown in the Gra, as well as the first one that I said was Bepashas. It turns out that the Tana Kama thinks the Kiluach Sheni in the case of Barza is Kasher Lenetias Adayim. So then the question emerges: how is the Tana Kama consistent with our Gemara, or the Gemara in Chulin? Our Gemara says that if you simply remove an impediment, so the Koch Rishon is considered to be Maisa Adam, and therefore Yechayv and Ritzicha, therefore it's considered to be a Maisa Adam as far as Shechit is concerned, it's Vizavakta V'Chalta. But when it comes to Koch Sheni, the Gemara says that's not Koch Adam anymore, that's not your Maisa. So therefore your Pater B'Shechita, Pater B'Ritzicha, Grama B'Alma, and therefore the Shechita is Tzula. So how is the Tana Kama consistent then, if this is what we're interpreting in the Tosefta? How is he consistent with the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Sanhedrin? And in fact, the Rashba essentially asks this exact question, although in a sort of a strange way. The Rashba doesn't direct his question on the Ra'az near explicit statement, like that I just quoted before, that Kiluach Sheni Bibarza is Kashal Tanakama. He rather directs it upon a different point of the Ra'a. The Ra'a, which the Rashba thinks sort of implies this. The Ra'a had suggested that there's the question that exists is what had that Rishon discussed a little bit is where do we get Koch Gavra from Nitiyas Adayim? Why do you need Koch Gavra for Nitiyas Adayim? What was the basis for it? So the Rashi himself actually cited that as a reason to paskin against Rabbi Yossi. He thought, why should we need, right? Why should we need Koch Gavra and Nitiyas Adayim? That was what he says. This is Misaber Tfeh, Tanakama de Rabbi Yossi, the Koch Gavra min Nitiyasi. Where do you get it? The ha'ikar nitiyas adayim mishum srach chumahu. So the basic point was, as a gzera, so that people, to ensure that kohanim would be notay adayim before the truma. The truma lo ashkachen, truma we don't find it. Ubishlam akli efshar dilamdu mikidush adayim raglayim shayam in a kiyor. So he says the requirement for a mana for a kli in nitiyas adayim. So that standard to assume. That's what was modeled after, patterned after Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. But this is where he says, "Aval Koch Gavra Minalan." Okay, so there you see the Rashi already implies that he does not believe Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim requires Koch Gavra. Otherwise, he would have said, "Well, that's where we get Koch Gavra from." But where do we get Koch Gavra from? So the Rashi himself ends up saying, "Okay, well, if that's you know what you'll ask on me, that's a good point." Well, what does Rabbi Yossi answer? That's what he says. He says, "Vim Tomar." In Cain, offer Rabbi Yossi Minalei. How's your question a good question? So he says, he quotes the Ravid in Tmim Deim. This is one answer, that it's really just a technical takana, that basically Chazal, the halacha is you need to have a Shira Bias, and if it wasn't Bekoch Gavra, so it wouldn't be so precise, and therefore if you were only had a Revius in there, you wouldn't end up getting all the water on your hands. So that's because of that, that's where we got Koch Gavra from. That has to be done by a person, by an act of pouring. This is what he says, the Ravid.
In that sense, it's uncomparable to It's against an adjunct.
Well, we'll get back to that. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that does not answer. That does not answer this against Sanhedrin.
That's what I'm saying. In that sense, you shouldn't necessarily compare the two.
No,
I wouldn't call it panos, but rules.
You might not, but you might say, well, no. But this is just the reason. This is just the reason why we're required kach gavra.
The details could be the same. I'm just saying that the underlying, I guess, purpose, not something that you can apply.
I don't know. I mean, he's saying this is why we required it, that a person be the one who pours it. So that's the takanas l'chamim. The takanas l'chamim is a person should be pouring it upon you, either upon yourself or upon somebody else. But it has to be a result of a person's pouring it on because of that. In which case, okay, so what's it considered to be a person's pouring? So then you could assume that it would be the same as there's no reason to, you wouldn't necessarily assume that there should be, there, you know, based
on the definition of pouring, there shouldn't be a difference.
Right.
But I'm saying for the reason why you need koach gavra, you wouldn't superimpose it to the...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right. It's a simple point. I wasn't...
Right. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. So that's one reason that's what Rock is. So the Ra'ah claimed, and we'll get to the other answers, we'll return to that later, but the Ra'ah claimed that even, this is what was the Rashi's reasoning why he thought that Tanakhama, the reason we should interpret the Tanakhama as not requiring Kol Gavra, and actually Paskin like him, you don't require Kol Gavra in Tizadayim. But the Ra'ah claimed that everybody agrees, Rav Yossi and Tanakhama, he agrees with the Rambam's reading of it, everybody agrees you need Kol Gavra for Nitiyos Adayim. Where do you get it from? So what's his answer to that? So his answer was, I'll tell you where he got it from. Kijadayim Raglayim? That's where he got it from. Right? So the Rashba now challenges that assumption, that Kijadayim Raglayim, this is what the Rashba was responding to. This is Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis. Right? He wrote the Torah Abayis, the Ra'ah critiqued in the Vedic Abayis, and then the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres Abayis, spending. So the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis challenges the Ra'ah's assumption that Kijadayim Raglayim requires Koach Gagra. Okay, how is that? Why? What's his challenge? He says, "Is a proof. His proof is Gemara Chulin, Gemara in Sanhedrin, our Gemaras. It's not called Gavra there, with regard to the Kiyur, because after all, the Koch Sheni, you don't have Koch Adam anymore. So the assumption that the Rashi was making." He just seems to, he didn't even consider the possibility that one might say otherwise. The assumption that he's making is that, in fact, it was kosher to do the kiluach sheni b'nitiyas adayim for kiddush adayim raglayim.
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, it's a little bit puzzling why, at first glance at least, it's a little puzzling why he just assumes that kiddush adayim raglayim would be kosher the kiluach sheni.
Well,
I think it's abundantly clear what?
Isn't it inherently kiluach sheni because of the mechanism of the.
No, because you open up the spout. And then the water comes rushing out. So the kilo
Yeah, but
you can probably just... No, but it can be. Isn't the way it worked that they had to have water in it at the beginning? It was the not fresh water? And the way the mechanism worked, it would push up that water and new water would come out. Well, that's how the whole mechanism worked.
Well, even if that's true, I'm not sure. I mean, the Rashba himself, he says, this isn't the Mishra.
That's how it worked, because they needed to be fresh water if it was in the spout already.
He says, Mehecha Tesila, he says, Zotos Gemura, he quotes the Ra's explanation, suggestion, He seems to be under the assumption that you might have made an argument that even that's not Koch Gavra. We discussed that last time. That was a part of the Koch Rishon discussion. But he says, but even if you want to make the argument that this is good, that this is... one second. Afilu Timsalomar... Shehem, how you poskenes adadin? Oh, so that was the point, right? That he thought that maybe there wasn't any mechanism. He wasn't, you know, maybe the mechanism didn't require anybody to actually open it. I'm not sure what it was then, but let's say it did. But let's say it did require it. So you'll say that's why he says that's true. Only mikomakom ein ba mikoach achar ela mikoach rishon. Kedarminim bepirka kama dechulin gabe shochet b'muchani. Ma'isi Allah hadarminim ha'man deshak yibitka demaya v'chulei. So the Rashi's point is that you'll say to me that this is, you know, opening up a spigot and that's good for Koch Gavra. He says that's only good for the Kilach Rishon. And apparently he just didn't think that anybody would say that's what you required in Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. It happens to be that the Gra himself and the Or Zeruah, if I recall correctly, I think it's in Simin Samach Aleph, and also the Smak, they all do require that it be Bikilach Rishon, precisely because they thought that it required Koch Gavra, and that Kilach Sheni isn't Koch Gavra.
So they thought that they, like,
That every time, right. Just like what the Mechaber says you need to do for Nitzis Adayim, is what they did for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The Rosh just... So I think there's two reasons why...
That's so interesting.
I think there's a reason why he didn't assume that. First of all, the Rosh implicitly assumed, he didn't imagine that anybody might say that the argument in the Tosefta is specifically about Koach Rishon. He thought that it was Zever Pashut, it was Bein Koach Rishon, Bein Koach Sheni, at the very least, even Koach Sheni. I'm sorry, that it was Koach Sheni as well. That's first of all, that he thought that the Tanakhama clearly implies that Koach Sheni is kosher for Netilas Adayim, and he's working with the Ra'ah was saying that the model for the whole thing of Koach Gavra is Kiddush Adayim Baraglayim. So he's saying that according to you, the Ra'ah, I think, you're implying, since you're saying that basically this model, where do we get Koach Gavra from? Kiddush Adayim Baraglayim. Okay, so according to you, the Tanakhama is saying that it's kosher. That you would work for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But then, if that's true, then you don't require Kol Gavra. It can't be that you're... Because the Ra'ah himself believed that it did require Kol Gavra. So, that's a seer. So basically, in the end, how it gets to it is not so important. The important point is, it's true that for the Ra'ah, the Tanakhama requires Kol Gavra. And yet he also thinks that the Tanakhama believes that Kiluach Sheni from the Barza is Koach Gavra, and the Rosh was asking, that's inconsistent with the Gemara in Chulin and Sanhedrin. Now, I should note that this inconsistency only obtains if you assume two things. The first is that the Tanakhama requires Koach Gavra, right? We said there are two Deos and Rishonim, and that's in fact, I believe, exactly the Rosh's point. The Rosh himself doesn't have any issue. It could be that he would say, first of all, the Rosh himself might agree that he did agree that it would be kosher b'kiluach sheni, whether or not that's what the Tosefta was talking about. But either way, he himself had no problem with that because he thought... The Rosh himself would have no problem understanding... Let me think about it. The Rosh, I think, clearly himself did understand the Tanakhama in the Tosefta be saying that it's kosher even b'kiluach sheni. Forget Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for a moment. He himself had no problem with that. Why? Why is that not against the Gemara and Chulin? Because the Rosh will say, because I believe that he doesn't require Kol Gavra. That's so there's no reason to compare it to the Gemara and Chulin or Sanhedrin. We're not dealing with something which requires Kol Gavra, Aliba de Tanakam. Aliba de Briyosi, it is, and he in fact assumes that Kol Rishon, Kol Sheni wouldn't be Kusher. So there's no inconsistency with Tanakama if you assume that he doesn't require Kol Gavra, because it's just not relevant to the question that the Gemara is discussing in Chulin and Sanhedrin. However, the Meiri, the Ra'ah, and the Gra all agree with the Rambam. In other words, they all interpret that Tanakhama requires Koach Gavra, right? The Ra'ah's point, that was the Ra'ah's point. The Meiri, if you just look at the Meiri in the Kunjus Bezat, he's saying this after he's already, initially he presented it as Machlokas, whether or not you need Koach Gavra, and he says, no, the Rambam says that even Tanakhama agrees with Koach Gavra, okay. Then he presents the Tosefta, so it's clear he's working with the Rambam. And the Gra also is trying to explain the Mechaber, who again passes like the Rambam, that like Tanakhama, and yet also requires Koach Gavra. After all, he's the one who, and also requires Koach Gavra. So they're all working within the assumption that Tanakhama requires Koach Gavra. So the question again becomes, well, how can that be? So that's one way though how there's a potential, which is one point that the inconsistency is only if you assume that Tanakhama requires Koach Gavra. The second point is that it's only if you assume that Koach Sheni equals Kiluach Sheni, right? If you go with the interpretation of Rashi, perhaps, the Ramban and Avodah Zarah for sure, that Koach Sheni does not refer to Kiluach Sheni, it refers to the water, even if it's the first stream of water, but it refers to water that's covering great distance, that's already covered, that's run along the ground. So on that definition of Koach Sheni, if that's the definition of Koach Sheni, there's no inconsistency whatsoever, right? In fact, you might say, on that definition of Koach Sheni, the Gemara in Chulin, a different Gemara in Chulin, actually already explicitly says, and is paskin l'halacha by all Rishonim, that Koach Sheni is possible b'nitiyas adayim. Which Gemara? The Gemara in Chulin daf kuf zayin. The Gemara says, right, that if you have, that somebody who pours water onto a long irrigation pipe, so the Gemara says that if it runs along that pipe for a long time, that's pasul l'nitiyas adayim because loasi mikoach gavra. Okay. Then the Gemara says, but if you bring it close, if you bring your hands closer to the shofech, so then it's kosher. So you could very well understand that, that what it means when you bring it closer, it means close enough that it's now defined as koach rishon. It's perhaps right under the person spilling. Who says this? Who actually interpreted the Gemara in that way? Only people from last time will know. Could know. The Rav Yah. The Rav Yah, right, who was big into the idea that koach sheni meant covers ground. So he says, the Gemara, so according to one interpretation of the Rav Yah, that's precisely what the Gemara in Chulin is saying. The Gemara in Chulin is saying that when you get close enough to the davla, to the guy who's pouring it, that means close enough that it's now defined as koach risho, and it's going perhaps directly upon his hands, then it's going to be kusher. Otherwise, though, it's considered to be koach sheni, below asim koach gavra. So there's no inconsistency, obviously, then, either, right? According to Rav Yah, this whole question doesn't exist either, right? Because nobody says anything about, right, this Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we're not talking about Kiluach, Sheni, or Rishon. However, I think that's unlikely to be the solution to our issue. First of all, while it's true the Ramban held this way, in Avodah Zarah, and the Rav Yah as well, that Kiluach Sheni is not automatically Koach Sheni, the waters that come afterwards aren't automatically defined as Koach Sheni, I think he's clearly in a minority on that point. Most Rishonim, I think, accept the idea that either koach sheni is entirely an issue of kiluach sheni, that's exactly what it means, or even if they assume that koach sheni includes any time the water starts running along the ground, but they thought that actually it includes both components. In other words, there are Rishonim, I think Rashi is one of them, because Rashi has this interpretation here, and then the interpretation in Chulin is in accordance with all the other Rishonim about kiluach, that koach rishon means is specifically the initial stream of water before it runs along the ground, right? So there are two ways you can have koach sheni. That's koach rishon. There are two ways you can have koach sheni. Either the initial stream of water after it's run along the ground, or they think also the second stream of water, regardless of whether or not it's running along the ground. That's automatically koach sheni. That, I think, is clearly the Miri. The Miri in Sanhedrin himself, he happens to say what Rashi says in Sanhedrin, namely that what are you talking about, koach sheni? It means that it's running along the ground. But I think it's clear that he assumed that both of these are true. If you look in Chulin, the Meiri in Chulin, when he discusses this case, I think he sort of indicates that he's talking about both of these issues, that in other words, koach rishon is specifically the initial, you can look in the Meiri, it's the initial burst of water before it gets onto the ground. So both of them are true. In other words, even those who cite Rashi and cite the idea of running along the ground, they don't necessarily agree that all the whole entire stream of water is going to be considered koach rishon. Could be that you need both of those. It's just the initial and doesn't run along the ground. And moreover, in any event, the Ra'ah, I think clearly already implies that he thinks that it's considered to be kiluach because he calls it koach rishon. Right? He says that Rabbi Yossi, in his explanation of the Sefer, Rabbi Yossi is only mafshir koach rishon. Koach rishon meaning kiluach. He uses them interchangeably. So I think that's a pretty good indication. He hasn't commented on the Gemara in Chulin or here explicitly, but I think it's a pretty good indication he agreed that this is what it meant. And the Gra is all likewise completely explicit. So the question then becomes, well, how is it then that Tanakama can say what he's saying with our Gemara in Chulin? So here, there's two different directions I want to go. The first is the Gra's. The Gra's response to this is Enachinami. The Tanakama is inconsistent with the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the reason that is because the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is contradicting, is passing against the Tosefta. And this is, in fact, perfect for the Gra. This is what the Gra needs to be saying. Why? Because according to the Gra, it emerges, the Gra didn't think that the Tanakama himself was mechalik between different methods. So, according to the Gra, it emerges that the Mechaber paskins against the Tosefta. Why? Because clearly the Mechaber paskins regarding the Machlokas in the Mishnah, Kof, and Hita Chavis, clearly there he's paskining like the Tanakama. He says those work. And yet, the Mechaber are paskined, and when it comes to Barza, so you need to be Choser, you need to be Choser, Kochobam, Pam. Now, I think the simple thing to say is that the Mechaber just interpreted the case, the Machlokas in Maliar, yeah, like that it was specifically about Koach Rishon, that even the Tanakhama agrees about Maliar. And as far as the Raya from Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, not either, well, it could be said, different things can be said to that. There's responses to that. Either it doesn't require Kiddush Adayim, didn't require Koach Gavra, or maybe the standards are different. all time, I'll get to that. But that's I think, probably the simplest way to understand the Machaber. But the Gra didn't believe that, even though that's what is implied, I think, by the Malgin Avraham. The Gra didn't think that was the case. He thought that it was clear from the Tanakhama, from the Tosefta, because it couldn't be arguing about Kiluach Rishon, that it must be the Tanakhama really did think Kiluach Rishon. Tanakhama and the Tosefta really did think Kiluach Rishon was, Kiluach Sheni was Kasher L'Mitzvah Zayim also. So how, in the case of Barza, so how is it then, so how can the Mechaber can just pass in against the Tosefta? Meaning he passes like the Tanakhama. The Tosefta says, the Tanakhama also says that it's Kasher Kiluach Sheni. Right? That you don't need to be Chozer V'Shofech Kopam Upam when you're using a Barza. So how is it that Mechaber is just passing against the Tosefta? The answer is because the Gemara, the Bavli passes against the Tanakhama. Where is the Gemara passing against the Tanakhama? Chulin Daf Tezayin, Sanhedrin Daf Ein Ches. Right? That's where the Gemara says that when it's Ein Zayin. When it says, right, when the Gemara says that when you have this case of Bitka Demaya, so Rav Papa says it's Hani Mili Koch Risha, but Bekoch Sheni, it's Gram Ba'alma. So that is only Aliba Derbi Yossi. Because according to the Tanakhama, in the Tosefta, right, it's only Aliba Derbi Yossi Bit Tosefta. According to the Tanakhama Bit Tosefta, that's actually not true. There is no distinction between Koch Rishon and Koch Sheni. Even the Kiluach Sheni is considered to be Koch Gavra. It's considered to be Maisa Adam. So if you dig deep enough into the sugya, you discover that according to the Gra, in fact, this din in our Gemara is actually the subject of Machlokes Tanaim in Yadayim, in the Tzepta in Yadayim. Now the truth is that the Yerushalmi here cites this line of Rav Papa, but doesn't have this point about Hani Mili Koch Rishon Hani Koch Sheni. Just as Stam, if you, I don't remember the lashon, but it's equivalent of bitka d'maya, a person who opens up water upon another person, he's chayev, just like that. Geri yideyu v'chayev. So I think according to the Gra, what he'll say is, yeah, that's the Yerushalmi's paskening, like the Tanakhama of the Tosefta. That's the day of the Tanakhama of the Tosefta that we're not mechalik between kilo operation and kilo shreini. But as again, but the Gra is saying, but the Bavli, our Gemara is paskening against the Tanakhama of the Tosefta. Therefore, the justification. He's explaining for the Mechaber that it's true that even though we pass like the Tanakhama, but you still have to be Chozer v'Shofech Kopam Upam. Yeah?
There'd be like a Kiluach Shlishi if. Obviously, Kiluach would make sense, but if like you're going to say that Kiluach Sheni is Chayiv, meaning would it be everything that's not Kopam?
Yeah. Well, if you say that Kiluach.
I don't know if there's.
Yeah,
there's
no. Burst. Well, not really. I guess the burst, not, but the.
The concept, I feel like.
Well, the running along ground, from the Gemara Chulin, you see running along the ground at some distance, at least, means it's no longer considered to be Koch Gavra. It could, so Rav Rishonim just didn't think that was what Koch Sheni and our Gemara meant.
Right.
So they thought that Gemara was not discussing what our Gemara is discussing. So you have other things which would undermine its being Koch Gavra besides just being Koch Sheni. I don't know if that's exactly what you're asking. But anyway, let me just read the this is the Mechaber. This is how the Mechaber can paskin. On the one hand, that Sar Sheyavo Amayim Mikoch Nosing, he paskins regarding Chavis, that it's perfectly okay. He can, Haisa, that what does he say? He says, In Hita Chavis Mlea Mayim Bahalach V'yashav Lo, the Chavis Shofechas Mayim Kolayo Machmas Atayaso, Nantal Yadavi Manu also lo Natila, passes like Tanakhama about Hita Chavis, and yet, when it comes to the Barza case, he says, Vimhaisa Barza, Beneke Vesira Vikiba Amaim al Yadav Chashiv Shapir Koch Gavra, Vitzarach Lach Zira, Lhasir Bechol Shvicha Shvicha. So the Gra says that's the Mechaber passing against the Tosefta, right? Even though he passes like the Tanakhama, and Tosefta says Tanakhama in this case holds, you don't need to be Chozer. Called Pam. It's Kasher even Mikuach Sheni. The Mechaber is paskening against the Tosefta based on our Gemara. Okay. But I think that's a little bit of a chiddush to say that the Tanakhama is in fact inconsistent with our Gemara. And I think the alternative is to say there's no inconsistency. Rather, there's a chiluk here between the areas of halacha. There's a chiluk here between the tchumim. When it comes to Shechit and Ritzicha, it isn't considered to be Koch Gavra, Maisa Adam. When it comes to Nityas Adayim, for Tanakhama at least, it is considered to be, the Kiluach Sheni of Behasar Zmanea is considered to be Koch Gavra. Now the Rashba anticipates this. He anticipates this direction, and he rejects it. He rejects it on the grounds that Allah basically, Allah will have Uriah. Yeah, give me some evidence or justification. What could be the justification for such a thing? So the Rashba's, after he brings the point about Kiddush, again, his point is Kiddush's aren't lying, doesn't require Kol Gavra. After all, they did it there with Kiddush Sheni, it's his assumption. And Kiddush Sheni, according to the Gemara in Chulin and Sanhedrin, is not Kol Gavra. So he says, this is in the Mishmar Zabayas, Vim Tomer, Kosh Tchilasa Mikoach Acher, Apa Bishop Pasak Az Kikoko Chashbinan, Udelokia Hide Mechani, the Gemara in Chulin, Udelokia Hide Manda Ashka Bitka Damaya, why? Betechalik Beinayan, below Raya, below Taina, meaning, Mechalik between Ritzicha and Nitzas Dayim, Ritzicha and Shchita, and say there, as far as those dinim are concerned, it won't be. But as far as these dinim are concerned, dinim design is concerned, it will be. It says below Raya, below Taina, that doesn't make any sense. He then goes on to suggest, the question is, okay, what would be, if this is how we're going to go, so then what would be the justification? So one of them is what the Rashi himself anticipates and rejects, and that is to say that maybe there's a difference between Deraisa and Derabanan. Right? With Deraisa, there's Shechita in Ritzicha, so there we're going to require a real Koch Gavra. And it's just a time to say, oh, it's true you require Koch Gavra, but we're more making on what we consider to be Koch Gavra. So we're not going to say on that if it's the Koch Rishon is Koch Gavra, but not the Koch Sheni. No, the Koch Sheni will be too. So Rashba, that's what Rashba anticipates. And it sounds like he thinks that Mishvara, that could have been a good justification, but it doesn't work for the Ra, at least. He says, V'im yishum dahanu deraisa min shchita netila, shchita and ritzicha are min ha-Torah, nitzam derabanan. So he doesn't say, well, that's not a good reason. Why? That's still not, you need to give us an explanation why, just because it's derabanan, we're going to... So, but if it's Derabanan, fine, but Derabanan require Kol Gavra. So he doesn't say that. He says, rather, it doesn't work. He doesn't explain all the evidence. Why? Because what Deraisa, according to the Rashba at least, is... What?
The Kiyor.
He says, no, Kiddush Adayim Deraisa Tehavi Tiyufta. Right? Now, it happens to be, I think, that the Maarach or Zohar really did go with this. That we are Mechalik in this way, between the areas of Halacha, and it is based on the idea that Nitzas Adayim Vol Derabanan. So I think as far as Kiddush Adayim Deraglayim is concerned, I'm assuming he would agree with Rav Rishonim that you did require Kiddush Adayim Deraglayim, that it be Bikach Gavra, but that would be one answer to that is Kanami, Kach Gavra, you don't, Kiddush Adayim Deraglayim didn't need Kach Gavra. What?
Or he held that they only just did it Bikach Rishon.
Right, or you require Bikach Rishon, exactly. Right. In which case, and that presumably, right. So the question is, exactly. Or he held that, in fact, he did do it only with Kilo Krishan, right. In which case, he would say, presumably, he's not agreeing with the Ra'ah, that that's a model. But I happen to think that the Ra'ah could also respond this way, in theory. He could have said that, listen, I think the model, the paradigm that we, that Chazal looked to when they established the requirement for Nitzas Adayim on Truma and Hulin, was Kiddush Adayim Deraglayim. But in there you did require Kol Gavra. What is Kol Gavra? So we can be more makel about that. So I think it's entirely possible. In other words, the Ra'ah could also say that. And as far as I know, I don't know what the Maarach or Zeruah thought you needed Kol Gavra as a result of. But maybe he would agree that it's a Kiddush Adayim Deraglayim, and nonetheless say only Kol Gavra. And the reason is because it's only the Rabbah. But I think it's very unlikely that that's actually what the Ra'ah held. I think there's an alternative. Two alternatives to explain why would we mechalik this way between Nitzas Adayim and Shechita, and I guess we'll pick that up next time, yeah?
Yeah.
We've lost enough.